The news is read by Brian Jennings.
The French President Emmanuel Macron is convening a meeting of his ministers today following last night's stunning defeat in the country's legislative elections. The first round of voting has put the extreme right National Rally within striking distance of power for the first time since World War II. According to French media reports, the final results in the first round of the election have given the far-right National Rally just over 33%, followed by the left-wing New Popular Front Alliance on almost 28%. President Macron's ensemble centrist-left One Just Centrist Alliance won just 20% of the vote. From Paris, our Europe editor Tony Conley.
President Macron's gamble to hold a snap election following his movement's disastrous European Parliament elections has backfired spectacularly. Marine Le Pen's National Rally won around one-third of the votes, almost tripling the far-right's performance compared to 2 years ago. The left-wing alliance, the New Popular Front, came second with 27.9%. Speaking to thousands of jubilant supporters in northern France, Le Pen said voters had turned the page on a contemptuous and corrosive power. President Macron has been quick to call on other parties to work together to frustrate Le Pen's bid for an overall majority in the second round next Sunday, a call that has been echoed by some parties on the left. Under the French system, there could be 300 constituencies where there is a three-way contest. Candidates could pull out in order to leave the field open for another candidate to defeat the National Rally contestant. But not everyone will agree to that, since the largest party in the left-wing alliance is France Unbowed, a far-left party which Macron and many centrist voters regard as extreme and as dangerous to France as the extreme right. The parties have 48 hours to decide on their strategy. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Paris.
Representatives of Aer Lingus Management and the Irish Airline Pilots Association are attending the Labour Court today to try to resolve their pay dispute. On Saturday, hundreds of Aer Lingus pilots took part in an 8-hour strike, which led to the cancellation of 120 flights, disrupting the travel plans of up to 17,000 intending passengers. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
Last Tuesday, the Labour Court met separately with Aer Lingus Management and IALPA, but following the talks, said it would not be intervening at that time. Then, on Friday, the court issued a fresh invitation to both sides to attend a meeting today. IALPA members at Aer Lingus have been engaging in an indefinite work to rule since last Wednesday, and on Saturday, pilots staged an 8-hour strike. The industrial action has so far led to the cancellation of 392 flights. The pilots are seeking a pay increase of up to 24%, which they say reflects the impact of inflation in recent years. Aer Lingus says, however, that there will need to be agreement on productivity and flexibility in return for any pay increases that go beyond the 12.25% that's already been agreed with other groups of workers at the company.
People are being asked to donate blood this month. The Irish Blood Transfusion Service says stocks are running low. People are being asked to consider making donations before going on their summer holidays. Molly O'Connor reports.
The Irish Blood Transfusion Service said that there's been a consistently high demand for blood since the June bank holiday weekend, and that an additional 500 donations per week are needed to keep up with demand. The service have put a particular emphasis on encouraging new donors of African heritage to join the National Blood Donor Panel to help diversify the donor base and get better blood type matches for patients. The lack of donor availability is attributed to high sickness levels alongside the start of summer holiday travel. The service also said that new donor attendances have not fully recovered to pre-COVID levels. Regular donors are being asked to make an extra effort to attend their nearest donation clinic, especially in Dublin and Cork, where there's clinic availability every week, and donors are urged to consider giving blood before going on holidays. New donors are asked to check their eligibility on giveblood.ie before coming to a clinic or to call to make an appointment.
The search for a 46-year-old hiker on Knockvrenan in County Kerry is being assessed by team leaders today. Sebastian Jaworski, an experienced mountaineer who knows the area well, was last seen near the summit last Sunday week. The alarm was raised when he failed to return to work in Cork last Monday. Poor weather with low cloud had hampered the search in recent days, but conditions improved at the weekend. Free contraception is now available to women aged between 32 and 35 under the Free Contraception Scheme. From today, all women aged 17 to 35 are now eligible to avail of the scheme. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Trust Grant to help you on your heating journey with their home heating design service. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be generally cloudy today with outbreaks of rain and drizzle. Patchy mist will gradually clear eastwards this afternoon, giving way to bright or sunny spells. Patches of drizzle and mist will persist in the southeast until this evening. Highest temperatures will range from 14 to 19 degrees.